Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Tony, she's right now, she's in South Los Angeles, and she has a book out, and the book is called Vibrating Youth. Tony, are you there yet?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. We're glad to have you. I was telling everybody about you a little bit.
I'm so excited to be here.
Now you're in South Los Angeles, are you, right now?
Yep, I'm in South LA.
Uh-huh. And you have written a book called Vibrating Youth.
Yes, that's right. It's an anti-aging book with lots of tips on all different types of approaches to anti-aging.
I see. But, you know, I want to ask you something before you go into that. Now, I've said that you're a writer, you're a producer, you're a novelist, you're a screenwriter, you're an actress, you're pretty, you're an old friend.
Thank you, Jay.
What is this about? You are the tree lady Tonian.
Yeah, how did you know that?
I read your book.
Well, because I moved to South LA, that's what got me into trees. I bought a house here, and as a new homeowner, I was trying to find ways to improve my property that weren't expensive. And the Department of Water and Power had a program, they still have it, I think, called Trees for a Green LA. And you go to a seminar. Well, this was about 8 years ago. Now you can just do it online. But at the time, you go to a seminar, and they give you a lecture on trees and tree planting and caring for trees. And then they'll give you for free up to 7 trees per property. And house is small, so I got 4 trees, and they deliver them. And then I started caring for them. But then after that, I did a community beautification project to add trees to my street. So I got 9 trees planted at the end of my street. And then after that, I wanted to do another project just to bring more green space to the neighborhood. And I started battling with a grocery store, asking them to put trees in front of their store. And it was a Ralph's grocery, which I don't think you guys have back east, but in L.A., and on the West Coast, Ralph's is huge, and they have stores all over the city. And our store in South LA was among the only ones that I saw that had no trees. And so for a couple of years, I just kept pestering them, and they told me no, and I wrote a couple of op-eds for the LA Times, and I created a blog like with pictures of all the other Ralph's and was showing all the trees that they had and that ours was barren. And finally, a woman who works for the mayor, Lisa Sarno, she runs the Million Trees LA program. She got Ralph's on board, and they finally said yes, and then we had a big tree planting.
Wow.
So they added 20 trees.
No kidding. To where, though? Around your area or in all?
Those trees were in front of Ralph's. There's that Ralph's occupies a good portion of a city block.
Uh-huh.
And they planted 10 trees in front of the store and then 10 trees on the opposite side of the street and along down the street. So that whole stretch in front of the store has trees on both sides of the street now.
Yeah.
They planted ginkgo bilobas, and my friends and neighbors came out and helped to plant them.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was awesome.
It sounds really fascinating, but this is, what do you call it? Community beautification.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And did you get a lot of people who were interested who were coming out to help you plant or what?
Over 100 people came to that particular event. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of people. And I went to the neighborhood council for help and I had a blog. And then the Million Trees LA publicized it. So we got Boy Scouts, they were Cub Scouts. A Cub Scout troop came, and then just friends of mine, like friends that I've known for years and years that don't even live in the area, they came to help, and then other neighbors came, and people that worked at Ralph's came out. So we had quite a large group, and Bernard Parks came, our council person. So it was exciting.
Wow. But Tony, listen, we're going to go for a short break, and we'll be right back. So stay with us. We want to find out more. I want to find out about non-toxic gardening, and I want to talk more about your book, too. So stay with us. Tony Johnson, everyone, from California, the author of Vibrating Youth. I'm Kay Thompson, here on the Kay and Gus Show. Stay with us, please.
Zaya.
Sure, what the balance held. I touch my belly overwhelmed by what I have been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man child would be born. Oh, this crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead, I chose to use my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion.
Lauren Hill. Lauren Hill. Yeah, okay. Good music. Thanks, Ty. Ty, too.
I love that song.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Listen, Tony, we have someone who was calling in. Let me give the number out to everyone. 323-679-0906. 323-679-0906. I am Kay Thompson, one half of the Kay Thompson and Gus Henningberg, the Kay and Gus Show. So we're talking to Tony Johnson, and she is the tree lady out there in California. Let's go through the caller first, Tony, and let's see what someone has to say here. You're on. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm good.
And you are?
Eric.
Okay, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hello.
What's up?
What's up? This show is ridiculous.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah. Watch out. Hank and Joss is coming. They're funnier than you, all right?
Is this someone that you know, Tony?
That's your son, please.
That's Eric?
Tony.
Yes.
Who the hell is Tony?
Anyway, Tony, listen, non-toxic gardening and cleaning. Now, tell me, first of all, about the book and how this applies. You know, when we're talking about non-toxic gardening, all this is part of what?
Well, one of the ways to prevent aging or to slow down the aging process is to limit your exposure to environmental toxins.
Ah.
And so that's part of what's in your house, the kinds of cleaning products that you use. Your body has to fend off those toxins, so your liver has to work, and you know, whatever systems in your body that that get rid of toxins work harder when you expose yourself to more toxins. If you limit those, you assist your body in aging more slowly.
Now, planting trees in a neighborhood, is that helping our atmosphere? Is that helping not only because of its beauty, of its beauty or the beautification of it?
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
Yeah, because trees filter the air and they add oxygen to the air. So especially like if you're in an area that's got a lot of traffic and there's pollution, the trees help with that. And, it definitely improves the quality of the air when you're in a place that has more trees, not only because of the filtration from the trees, but also just reducing the heat. If you're in an area where there's a lot of concrete and the sun is beating down on that concrete, it's just less healthy for people that are living there. So trees definitely improve the environment.
Yeah, aside from being beautiful, it improves the environment and cuts down on the toxic whatever. Also, I would imagine that it probably cuts down on, for instance, when you're using toxic chemicals in your daily cleaning of your cars and all that sort of thing, because some of that has to filter out into the atmosphere. Am I on the right track here?
Yes, yeah. I use vinegar and baking soda, which my philosophy is if I can't eat it, or if it's going to kill me if I ingest it, I try not to use it on my skin or in my environment. And I'm not 100% successful with that. There are a few chemicals that I do use, but for the most part, I don't put anything in my body or on my skin that that is toxic to me.
Uh-huh.
So I use vinegar and baking soda because, you know, presumably we can eat, we can ingest vinegar and it doesn't kill us. So I guess it's okay to clean with it.
Yeah. So you use vinegar and baking soda to clean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And to clean what specifically?
Well, I use vinegar alone, white vinegar, to clean counter surfaces and mirrors, glass, things like that. And then vinegar and baking soda mixed together makes a good scrub. You can scrub your bathtub with it or your kitchen sink or even clean your floor with it.
Wow.
But it works for a lot of things. You can add both to your laundry also and cut down on the amount of laundry detergent that you have to use.
Know that. Wow. Okay. So what other things have you found that's going to be non-toxic for us to use in our homes that will benefit us and keep our skin and keep a, you know, a vibrating, youthful look?
One of the things that I recommend in the book is coconut oil in place of lotions, commercially bought lotions. This is food grade coconut oil. You don't buy it in the drugstore, but you can order it online. Trader Joe's is now selling virgin coconut oil. Dr. Oz recommends virgin coconut oil. You can use it to condition your hair. You can use it to moisturize your face. You can use it over your entire body. It's got a lot of good uses, actually. You can, if you have a dry scalp, you can massage it into your scalp, or if you have dry skin, you can put it on your feet or on your hands, and you can sleep in it and wash it off when you wake up. The same with your hair. You can put it in your hair before you go to bed and then wash it out in the morning. Going along with what I was saying about I don't like to put something on my skin that I couldn't safely eat, the coconut oil is what I use for that. So I can put coconut oil all over my body, and it's not toxic at all. I can eat it, and I won't die. It's actually good for you. You can eat it as well. You can cook with it. So I think it's great. It's replaced all my lotions and creams and stuff. I sometimes use some commercial moisturizer, but I mostly use coconut oil.
So you can use these things that ordinarily you would get from a drugstore, and it's non-toxic, and if you can put it inside your body, in all probability, you know, you can, well, of course you can.
Yeah, you don't get coconut oil from the drugstore, though. You get it at the grocery store. They sell it at Ralph's. They sell it at Trader Joe's now. I order mine online, a brand called Nutiva.
That's interesting.
It's also a natural deodorant because it has antibacterial properties. So you can use it under your arms. You can also use it if you have acne-prone skin because it's antibacterial. Generally, people are afraid of putting anything with oil on their skin if they're acne-prone. But because coconut oil is antibacterial, it's actually a good moisturizer for acne-prone skin, for most people anyway.
You know, I think I'm going to go out and buy some coconut oil.
You should.
I mean, really, it sounds great. What else have you found that, you know, we can use, you know, that's in your book, Anti-Aging Vibrating You?
What else can you use for what?
Well, let's say for keeping our skin cleansed and looking.
Well, some of the other things I recommend for skin, shea butter. But unlike coconut oil, shea butter doesn't work as well on the face for acne-prone people. I found that out the hard way. But shea butter is safe to use, and it's a great moisturizer. It's a bit thicker than coconut oil. But that's something you can generally buy online or in a beauty supply store, health food store, sell it. And shea butter is added to a lot of natural cosmetic products. So that's one thing. I also like to use castor oil. And castor oil has a lot of different uses. Castor oil is great. One thing that I found with castor oil is that it helps you grow your eyelashes.
Really?
So you can put castor oil on your eyelashes at night, and you just dab a little bit on and then smear it, because you don't want to have like an oily film over your eye, but just use a little bit. I used to use that stuff called Latisse because I wanted long eyelashes. And Latisse does grow your eyelashes really long and they look amazing, but it has some side effects that didn't work well for me. It dyes your skin. So I had like a line across the top of my eye that I didn't really want, that just didn't look natural to me. But castor oil has a similar effect. It won't allow you to grow your lashes quite as long as Latisse, but...
Well, what is Latisse? I've heard about Latisse.
Latisse is a chemical that I think it was discovered that it grows lashes. I think it was used to treat glaucoma or something, but Allergan has patented it and turned it into an eyelash growing product or whatever. You apply it with a brush every night, and then in 30 days your eyelashes look a lot longer and thicker. And I actually liked it. I mean, I liked that my eyelashes looked longer. I think that does help you look younger, but I just didn't like the side effects.
Yeah.
And so I was doing some research on castor oil, and this is going to sound gross, but one of the things that leads to our eyelashes falling out is something called eyelash mites, M-I-T-E-S. And the castor oil apparently kills these mites so that your eyelashes don't fall out as frequently, and they'll grow a bit longer. I'm not actually positive that this is true. This is something that I read online, and I've certainly never seen an eyelash mite, but there's plenty written about eyelash mites if you Google it.
About eyelash mites, are these little falling
I was totally grossed out when I read about it, but I was like, okay, well, if the castor oil will kill them, great. So... if it's true or not, I don't have them.
Give us some more secrets. This is very fascinating. I'm making this talk now. For instance, I have now here with skincare, I'm going to get some coconut oil. I get shea butter anyway. Castor oil.
And you can use castor oil similarly to the way you use coconut oil. You can use it as a moisturizer. It's thicker and a little more sticky, but it's very emollient. It's good for wrinkles. It heals the skin. It's the same stuff that probably your mom may have like had you eat when you were a kid for illnesses.
Yeah,
I know my mother was given castor oil and she hated it.
I hate the same it. Stuff. My mother was going to give me castor oil. I used to run. But now I have a different approach. I feel
that's
better.
Really good for you.
Okay, now what else? I'm writing all this down. I know that probably a lot of other people are. Let me give the number for people who want to talk to you. The number to call here at the Kay and Gus Show is 323-679-0906. That's 323-679-0906. And we're expecting to hear from Congressman Donald Payne from Newark. And
does he want to look younger?
I'm going to ask.
I'll help.
We're going to be talking to Gina Payne Scott. Now, she's calling in from California because, you know, she was doing the covering. She was a correspondent for us for the Michael Jackson trial. And
oh, yeah, that's wonderful. I spoke with Gina earlier this week.
Great. Okay. So
we're going to do an interview.
Oh, great. Absolutely great.
I just want to let people know that the book is available on Amazon.
On Amazon, that's what I was going to
say. And it's Toni Ann Johnson. I know you know me as Toni Johnson, but my author name is all three names. T-O-N-I-A-N-N.
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And the name of the book, once again, is?
Vibrating Youth.
And you get
and it's available as an ebook and as a paperback.
Wow, it's an ebook. And as a paperback, and you can get it at Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Toni, you know I'm going to have you on again.
Oh, that would be great.
Finish getting all the beauty secrets, and I want as much as I can get. Toni, thank you so much. We'll be talking again with Toni Johnson, and that book is absolutely amazing, and she has uncovered some really, really interesting things. Stay with us, everyone. I'm Kay Thompson, part of the Kay Thompson and Gus Hennigan Show. And
thank you, Kay.
Right back. Thank you, Toni.
Take care.
Oh, no,
County. We are back. Kay Thompson here. Gus Henningberg, A Closer Look. We do take a close look at a lot of other things. Let me tell you something. Just got finished talking to Tony Johnson. Really amazing about the trees, urban tree planting. And I know a lot of my friends who, I haven't mentioned in this whole list of people, during your open, Roots that would say that we're right across the water from Big Apple, across from Midtown Manhattan, the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, Harlem, Staten Island. This is just to name a few. And we are where things happen. We're in Jersey. Everybody thinks that New York is hot stuff. Well, we here in Jersey think New Jersey is hot stuff, We can see it, we can smell it, we can hear it, we can breathe it. We are in the mix here at BW Moving Images. And I don't know if I mentioned Shauna Glover and Ayanna Jones. Ayanna's better known as me. I call her me. Because when I say I'm talking about me. So she's me. So Ayanna and Shauna, boy, I'm telling you, producers and tech people and, they're brilliant. Ty Washington, who's the head of BW Moving Images. Now, one thing, you've got to go to YouTube. And then when you go to YouTube, you're going to get up. Go to BW Moving Images. And you will see all the things that BW Moving Images does. They are documentaries. There are movies. There are interviews. There is music. They do swizzles. What's a swizzle? Can somebody tell me what a swizzle is? I've seen the YouTube, I've seen that video and I've seen the swizzle. And a swizzle is, I have to get a real definition of it. It's a whole lot of stuff that BW does. This is why we're using BW Moving Images here in New Jersey, because of the fact that they pull up. If you want a production, if you want your film, if you want your documentary, if you want to tell your story. Now, Ty Washington was down at the Congressional Black Caucus, recently. And he was talking about the fact that we should tell our story. And the definition of swizzle is what? I'm looking at it right now. You may refer to swizzle acro dance. What? Is it really a type of movement for two people? I'm not talking about that kind of swizzle. I'm talking about the swizzle that you do on YouTube, you guys. It's a swizzle. It is a video. And it has a whole lot of stuff in there. Melvin's in there. When are we going to get Melvin and Peoples here? I was over at his house not too long ago. I'm telling you, the man is absolutely beautiful. Do you know that Melvin Van Peoples, has an opera? Sweet Sweetback's Bad song is now an opera. And, it is absolutely fantastic. Now, he's going to be performing, and he has performed at all, different places in New York. Well, let's hope that he's going to be coming to possibly the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, downtown Newark. If anybody is a Melvin Van People fan, I'm telling you, we are. Melvin runs, 6 or 7 miles per day in Manhattan. So, and he is here in California and also from here to California to Paris, all over the place. And he is the one who changed the genre, the way that people looked at black actors and actors, many, many years ago. So, we will be talking to Melvin again. We have some footage that when we're getting up our site, our video site, I think you're going to be amazed with the amount of things that Gus and I have that we're going to be, sharing, with our listeners. Yeah, and we're talking about the dance community. What about the dance community? Are we talking about line dancing, or we're talking about Alvin Ailey? If we're talking about Alvin Ailey, did I ever tell you? Oh no, maybe I shouldn't tell people that I actually know. Yeah, I did. Yeah, stole the choreography for Revelations years ago when Alvin first, choreographed, Revelations. I don't know if you're familiar with the dance. Okay, we used to have the Thompson Dance Studio, in Newark, New Jersey, by the way, the only black dance studio in the state of New Jersey. There were, a couple of us here. Listen, if I'm talking about Alvin's Revelations, guess how many years ago that would be? Well, let's just say that Revelations had its 50th anniversary at New Jersey Performing Arts Center. So, I saw it performed 50 years ago, everybody. Yep. And then when I saw it, and I couldn't do without it, so I started teaching it to my students at the Thompson Dance Theater. My sister and I, Pat Thompson, joined them. And so we did have the Thompson Dance Studio. A lot of people would remember that. Now we have somebody on the line. Who is on the line there, Ty?
Gina
Payne Scott. Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm on the air. Hi.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I was just giving an intro to a link that I'm trying to do, a video link, as well as I'm calling in my report for your show right now. So I was giving my intro. You know, you give your intro, hi, and you say your name and spell it. That's what you caught me saying when you caught me on the air.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah. Now, you were the correspondent for the Michael Jackson trial. Which you reported on, was it last week or the week before?
It was last week. It was the day of the verdict when Conrad Murray actually got handcuffed, surprisingly, by everybody, actually surprised everybody, and it also, you know, had ripples of some sort of, you know, incredible release of emotion, you know, not so much that someone's going down, but the fact that there's been some sort of justice for Michael. That's the last time I talked to you. I have to tell you, when I saw Conrad Murray get the handcuffs put on him, he was so stunned. He didn't think that was going to happen to him. And as you know, I had actually had the opportunity to go into the trial, and I saw Conrad Murray the first time I went in, which was the second week into the trial, and he looked like he, you know, was feeling sort of, you know, almost defeated, but like he was holding his head up. But then by the second or third day that I was there, he started to have this sort of arrogance about him, this sort of like, I can't believe, you know, this is happening to me. I'm above this. I can't wait for this to be over. And it really kind of gave you a feeling of disdain towards this man because he has, you know, he's responsible for taking a life. And so now with his sentencing that he received yesterday, he got a verbal beatdown. Judge Pastor gave him a verbal beatdown, as everyone heard. And, you know, as a reporter, supposed to be objective, was it justified? You took a person's life. The person happened to have been the most famous person on earth, one of my favorite, you know, people personally. But professionally, the judge, he called him all kinds of, he said that he abandoned and endangered repeatedly the life of Michael Jackson. He said that he lied, he violated the trust of his patient and the whole medical community. He called him he got propofol obtained by insidious means, by lying, by concocting stories. He said he was an unacceptable, egregious series of departures from the normal standard of care for any patient. He just gave him a verbal beatdown. I mean, even to the point where some of the, you know, the news commentators afterwards on various channels, they were kind of surprised at the extent that Judge Pastor actually really gave him that verbal. They called it a sermon, but he really, you know, he felt strongly that he had just committed so many grossly negligent acts, which ended up in the death of a human being.
What did he say about the tape that Dr. Murray did of Michael Jackson? You know, that we heard, you know, on air. Did he say anything about that? Didn't he say that he didn't understand why this was done, especially when he was in the throes of, you know, being very sick on, you know, his deathbed? And he was being taped. I don't understand that.
I you know, no one can really understand that. It kind of was like, you know, were you taping him because you thought at some point you were going to sell this down the line, you were going to make money off of Michael Jackson, telling the inside story, to getting some dirt on him, making a lot of money? The whole thing just really, he has showed no remorse. He just thought he was above the law. Mm-hmm. He, you know, like the judge said, you have to go with what the judge said. He said he engaged in a sophisticated scheme to obtain propofol by insidious means, by lying, concocting stories. He allowed his personal life to interfere with his patient care. You know, unacceptable and egregious words that he used. You know, he called him a disgrace to the medical profession.
Wow.
I mean, the judge really, really gave it to him. And And the judge was, he just really was looking at him like I guess the rest of us were, with a look of disdain, because he really didn't feel like he deserved to be there. He was bothered. He was offended, the judge said. He said, it says, you're offended that Michael Jackson put you in this situation. He's offended that Michael Jackson died, and now I'm being tried for murder. He honestly is not showing any remorse, and apparently. Yeah.
So the sentence that the judge gave him was what, 4 years? Am I right?
He gave him the maximum of 4 years. Unfortunately, apparently, with this the new law in California, there's overcrowding, and someone with Dr. Murray's sentence of involuntary manslaughter cannot be held for long term in the state prison, in the state jail, rather, in the local jail. And there's no room for him in the state prison. So that means there is the possibility, it's up to the discretion of the sheriff as to whether Judge Murray will actually do his 4 years inside of the jail, or whether he might have the opportunity to do house arrest with an ankle bracelet.
Wow, no kidding. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Gina, let me give out the number just in case someone wants to talk to you about this. It's 323-679-0906. And the high sign is being given to me to do what? Do we have a caller or what? 2 more minutes? Okay. 323-679-0906, Gina, in case people are listening and they want to, and I know that people are listening, if you want to join us here in this discussion. Maybe some people might have a Michael Jackson story of your own if you were listening to television or listening to the radio, and if you were watching television and you had very strong feelings about what was happening during the continuance or the sentencing of the doctor who was treating Michael Jackson during the time that he was, in essence, you know, leaving this earth, really. So if you have that, you know, just give us a ring here, 323-679-0906. We're going to be taking a break about now, and hold on, Gina, we should be right back. I'm Kay Thompson.
And I'm Gina Payne Scott.
You are Gina Payne Scott. And it's really a great, piece, Gina. We really like it. So stay on, hold on, and we'll be right back. Kay Thompson here for Gus Henningberg. We'll be right back.
But it takes a lot from me to admit I'm wrong, girl. But how do I ever
Okay, we're back, everyone. I'm Kay Thompson. Gus Henningberg, you know, we'll be back. Let me see. I don't know. What was going on with that music? I don't know.
Oh, boy. I noticed that as well.
Yeah, but it was something a little different that was happening. But, you know, we have a lot of good things happening over here at BW Moving Images. Let me just tell you, Gina, you know, we have the BW Moving Images. And, you know, as you know, we are right across the water, you know, from Midtown Manhattan. Now, you know how many times you and your sister and your sisters and your brother, you've been going into New York, and it's been probably one of the most exciting, it is the most exciting city I find in the world, although I haven't been to them all, but New York has been a class all by itself. I mean, it exudes energy.
Oh, sure.
You know, when you go into the streets of Manhattan, I'm telling you, there is a different kind of energy in New York City. I'm talking about Midtown. I'm talking about Manhattan. And things that happen there, you know. I'm telling you, never sleep. Really, that's absolutely right. I remember being on the air on WLIB and having to work during the New Year's. It would make me so angry because in fact everybody else would be out partying and here I would be on the air. So I did that for a couple of years, I think, and I said, no more. I am not going to be on the air on New Year's Eve.
But it was hard for you because you had such a huge fan base. Extremely popular.
Yeah.
And those of us that remember it well. I was at the Apollo Theater not too long ago and mentioned your name, and the place went wild.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah, I'm serious. I just happened to be over there, and they were actually doing doing auditions for the Apollo night, amateur night at the Apollo. And then we just did a little, a sort of a little fun thing with the 150 people in the audience, and I got up.
Yeah. We're having some difficulties, so we are going to be trying to straighten that out here first. Before when we were talking to Gus last week, you know, we also had difficulty because of the fact that there was something wrong with the power where he was. So sometimes when you have an electrical something, and if it's something, because I don't know these things, really technical stuff, in the air, you know, it sometimes interferes with what we're trying to do. And here we are on Blog Talk Radio. This is not major network, but it's certainly major network, type programming, we hope. And we are here in New Jersey. And talk about what? Oh, you want me to talk about Herman Cain? One of my producers here said that she wants me to talk about Herman Cain. What in the world is there to talk about Herman Cain? A third woman. God, he's a busy man. I personally think he's absolutely hilarious. And I think that the Republicans, as Chris Matthews said, there's not an intellectual in the entire group of Republicans. Everybody's making believe that Herman Cain was serious. As a matter of fact, I think that the people who put him up to this probably were serious. They probably were thinking, oh, my God, we have two black men running for office and one be the president of the United States. And Cain probably said, I'm going to play this for all I can get. They probably said, no, you've got to go. Well, he didn't want to go. I would think that he's probably laughing all the way to the bank. But I'll tell you one thing. The funny part that it's not is what this is doing to his family. I mean, what an embarrassment. How dare he do something like this if he is guilty of it? And then again, how dare the Republicans also do something like this? This is really vicious, and it is it's just absolutely unreal. As a matter of fact, it's the United States probably is looking like a laughingstock to many other countries. Not that their governments and their governmental people are any better. But the point is, we are the most important country in the entire universe, I think. You know, I think maybe China is, they may be catching up or something. I'm not sure about that. But there are certainly a whole lot of people in China. And so I think that's one of the countries that the United States has to deal with eventually. And hopefully we can all live in this world together. I mean, there are so many people being born that I understand that probably the world is going to be without food in, maybe 20 years or so. if you are a news junkie like I am, you hear all kinds of things that really, really can be really, really sad to hear. And also, you feel as if, you don't have too long in this world. However, we are here, and we are here for the King Gus Show. And as I was saying, we're right across the street from, and I didn't mean that when I say across the street, I'm talking about this little river. What is that, the Hudson? It's big. You can't swim across, that's one thing. But it's right across the river, right across the pond from where we are in New Jersey. So when people say, people from New Jersey, we are the New Jersey, New York metropolitan area, period. Newark is a big city, and people have to deal with Newark. We have a governor who was somewhat of a pain, and he was saying nasty things about the president not too long ago. He was saying, what the hell were we paying him money for? Because he disagreed with something that the president did. He disagrees with the president, period. And, of course, that governor that I'm talking about is the governor of the state of New Jersey. His name is Chris Christie. And what a pain. Hopefully he will not be reelected, but we will see. Is that partial? Yes, of course it is. I can be partial. And I don't think that he is good for the state of New Jersey. It's unfortunate that Corzine is in the predicament that he is, because I thought he was a much better governor, even though politics is sometimes and often not a very nice, how can I say, in something for somebody to be involved with. And having covered politics for over 30 years and different political issues, you sort of know exactly what's going on, where and with who, and you know all the secrets and who's doing what. And that may be unfortunate sometimes, and then sometimes it's good. But I'll tell you one thing, you certainly know a lot. And I'm going to be, writing my book and making notes, and it's going to be starting with the time that I actually started on LIB. And maybe I'll even go back to the days that I was a business person. Business person that owned the Thompson Dance Studio. We also had a paper manufacturing company at that particular time. We also had concerts at Symphony Hall in New York. Had the Performing Arts Center been built there, we probably would have been doing that. But, Newark is the center, and I've said this before, a lot of people don't believe it, but people in New Jersey know that it's the center for higher education in the state of New Jersey. And there are about 7 or 8 different colleges downtown Newark. There's Rutgers University, City Hall Law School, Rutgers Law School, Essex County College, New Jersey Institute of Technology, UMDNJ. And a couple others. I'm Essex County College and a couple others, Berkeley. So I may be missing one or maybe one more or something, but it's a pretty important place. As a matter of fact, Clem Price, Dr. Clement Price over there at Rutgers University. What's going to be happening is Rutgers has a whole lot of good things going on. There's no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, they're going to be having a 32nd. I'll say that again, the 32nd annual Marion Top Teen Wright Lecture Series. There's no relationship to me, I don't think. Who knows? Marion Thompson Wright Lecture Series. That's going to be Saturday, February 18th from 9:30 to 3:30, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 at the Robeson Campus Center. And people in New Jersey know about the Robeson Campus Center right there on MLK Boulevard. It used to be on High Street. The name of it used to be High Street rather than MLK Boulevard. And the name of it is, the lecture series this time is Taking Good Care. It's a history of health and wellness in the Black community. And we all know that we have to be very much aware of our health. Okay. Now one of the lecturers is going to be Jocelyn Elders, Dr. Jocelyn Elders, medical doctor. She's a former U.S. Surgeon General of the United States, of the country. And the speakers are Bill Owen, William Owen, Dr. Owen. Who is a president of the I think he's the president of UMDNJ right now, right? Okay. And then Sharla Fett, F-E-T-T, Occidental College. I don't know that name, but I'll find that. Dorothy Roberts of Northwestern University School of Law and Patricia Wall of Duke University. And these are more, there's so much information that Clem Price at Rutgers gives out and presents to the public. They're always crowded. And if you don't get there early, you may not get a seat. Gus and I were there last year, and we couldn't even get into Robeson Center because of this popular series that Dr. Clement Kreitz has done. So for more information, you might want to contact Rutgers University and then goes to the Department of Ethnicity. I forget the entire name, but just go to Dr. Clement Price. And if you do that, you'll be able to get to Rutgers, to his office right downtown Newark. And he is on the President's Council for something. I'll find out what that is. I've forgotten that, and I've got to not to make a note, but he is quite busy between Newark and Washington. And so we're going to be talking to him more about that. And also, you know, there's another thing, too. We're trying to get Congressman Donald Payne because he wanted to give us an update on his trip to Egypt. And he is at an event right now, and so we will probably schedule him for next week because I know that he has a lot to talk to us about. There's some interesting things going on in Newark, political things that we should know about that's going to have an effect from here to Washington to the entire country. So we really want to be, you know, cognizant of that. And you may want to get scholarship information, you know, that the scholarship package from Donald Payne's office. Now, the scholarship is for students who are in the 10th Congressional District, which includes part or all of Newark, Elizabeth, Orange, East Orange, West Orange, Rawley, Linden, Roselle, Middleburn, Maplewood, South Orange, Irvington, Union, Jersey City, beyond. Bayonne, and Hillside and Montclair. And also, you may want to call Bethany Baptist Church. Dr. William Howard is there, and his programs, they do an awful lot for the community. You may also want to go to brownstonedigital.com, www.brownstonedigital.com. You heard Carol and George Moore on the air with us. They have a 24-hour website. They have jazz. I'm so amazed. Carol and I were on WLIB together years and years ago. People called her Miss Queens. And so I strongly recommend that you go to their website. It's absolutely fantastic. www.brownstonedigital.com. Now make sure you also go to YouTube and you want to go to BW Moving Images. Where is Ty? Where is Ty Washington? I was trying to get him in here, but he is so busy. And so is Shauna Glover. And so is Ayanna Mee Jones and Lisa Payne. Where are all these people? Ty number two is on the engineering part right now. I mean, talk about a fantastic company. Ty Washington was a moderator for the Congressional Black Caucus this summer when we were talking about, what was the title of it? Do you remember that? I forget the title of the Congressional Black Caucus that was under Congressman Donald Payne's office. And he did a absolutely wonderful job. As a matter of fact, if you go to YouTube and you go to BW Moving Images, you will be able to see, you know, that. You will also be able to see the interview that Ayanna Jones did. Nana Soul, by the way. I mean, she is a vocalist that, if you don't know Nana Soul, you haven't lived. I'm telling you right now. So you need to hear her music. I mean, it is fantastic, really fantastic. So many things going on. But, you know, and so many things that we know about. I mean, I don't know how many people are listening to WBAI. You know, what's happening over there at BAI? You know, what's happening over there at WBGO where Cephas Bowles is? He plays some fantastic music. Do you know about line dancing, everyone? Do you know there's a whole group of people doing line dancing in New Jersey all the way up and down, you know, from New York. And I mean, a lot of people who, you know, work here in New York, majority of people I know live in New Jersey. Where's Lloyd Harper? Where's Gary Bird? Where's Wayne Gilman? Well, Wayne doesn't live in New Jersey, but I'll tell you, Mal Wolfuck does. I'll tell you another thing. You know, Adrian Council from Positive Community Magazine? He was in New Jersey, as does publisher of Positive Community Magazine, Gene Nash. Tell you another thing. You have to get Positive Community Magazine because if you want to find out what's happening in Jersey, I'm telling you right now, Positive Community Magazine is the magazine to go to. So make sure you do that kind of thing. Make sure you check out Rutgers University. Make sure you check out what's going on down at New Jersey Institute of Technology. You know, find out what's going on. There's so many different things. Ah, Prudential Center. The basketball games, the gospel, you know, gospel fest is down there, packed with people. Anyway, you know, we're tying up right now. It's 8:56. Is it 8:56 time too? Just about, or what? About, I have how many more minutes? You know, you have 3 more minutes? That's all? You're going to cut me off the air in 3 minutes? How dare you? Anyway, everyone, my name is Kate Thompson, and I was saving, you know, some good stuff also. You know, Eric Payne is doing political roundtable, and he's going to be here next week, and he's going to be giving us an update on all the things that, you know, that he has been gathering over the couple weeks. So that's his section. Speaker's section, we're going to be talking to a couple more authors. Got to get Glenda Taylor back in here. You know, she is such an important author, writer, thinker. I mean, really, really wonderful stuff. And then Milagros Harris. You know, she did Secrets of the Underground Diva Lounge. Now, she was the first author that we talked to. Also, Sahima, the story of Sahima, a young lady who was jailed, was incarcerated, and spent 8 years in a prison in the Philippines. And what a story that is. So we're going to be doing updates on all these things. Also, BW Moving Images is preparing our website of our videotapes, of our interviews that Gus and I have been doing for the past, 28, 30 years. When I was at New Jersey Network Television and WNJU TV, that was the Spanish TV, Canal 47, and a couple of other stations, TV3, Black over there on NBC. So we have a ton of interviews. Also, me with WLIB, gosh, do I have a whole lot of interviews. Sometimes when you want to know about a certain politician, you know, you want to listen to the Katie Garcia as we take a closer look to all these different kind of images. Anyway, we're just about tying up now, you know, and I hope that you'll join us next week when we will be talking to Congressman Donald Payne, giving us an update on what's happening with the election. By then, I wonder what will happen to Herman Cain. We wish him well. Wish that he hadn't started this, though, you know, because it's terrible when you're the laughing stock. And that's exactly what's happening. I hope that his family is still intact. But thank you, everyone, for listening. Join us again. I'm Kate Thompson, and with Gus Hennenberg. And this has been the Kate and Gus Show. Be my baby, and if you're my lady, girl, you're amazing. Ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love. My love. My love. My love. And you know I wanna make you take this part, my love. My love. My love. My love. And you know I wanna make now if I wrote you a love note and made you promise every word I wrote, would that make you wanna change your scene and wanna be the one on my team? You weren't the point of waiting anymore. Cause girl, I've never been more sure. This ring here represents my heart. And everything that you've been waiting for.
I don't know what you have to say to a man. Hey, shout out to the fan on the move once again. Still have stand for food in Japan. Baby, I don't want to ruin your plan. But if you got a man, try to lose him if you can. Cause your girl real wise, only hands up high when you want to come and kick you with a stand up. Yeah. If you don't really want to let the chance go by. Cause you just seen what a man so fly. Baby, friend so fly, I can't go fly. Why? Because I handle my B.I. They call me Candle Guy. Simply because I am the guy. I hate to have to cancel my vacation so you can't deny. I'm patient, but I ain't.